Weird. Okay, whoever it is, it is. Let's start the Gemara. Short Gemara, and no, it's a classic piece, but I like to always learn the sugya well, and it's nice. Says the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Kufchesem and Beis, Kufchesem and Aleph. So you can look it on the screen. I actually have it posted on the screen like this. You can look at it. Itmar, says the Gemara, Matzah tzarech haseba, Marar ein tzarech haseba. Matzah requires leaning. Marar does not require leaning. Yayin, wine, now the matzah you have to lean with. Marar you don't have to lean. Yayin, dalet koisis. Itmar mishmeid Rav Nachman, tzarech haseba. Itmar mishmeid Rav Nachman, ein tzarech haseba. Now there's the question. Do you lean by the dalet koisis or not? V'loi peligi. Depends. The first two cups or the last two cups. What does that mean? Some say this way, some say that way. Some say this way. The first two need a leaning. The last two would call mitchalas lo cherus. Because now cherus starts. So in other words, when beginning, that's when cherus starts. The last two do not need Hesebo. It's already at the end. It doesn't make a difference. Another say the opposite. No, Adarabe. The last two require Hesebo. Because that was the Cheres happens. After Gal Yisrael, that's when Cheres happens. The last two cups of wine. The first two cups do not need Hesebo. Because that's still when you're discussing the story. And you stole Avdus. He says, Igmara, Hashtad it Mahachi bit Mahachi, since we're not sure which one it is, both Pshatim have said, Idivi Idi Boyeseba. The halach is, both of them need require leaning down. Idivi Idi Boyeseba, and that's the way we paskin, that Matan is a Seba, and Dalat Kaisis also need a Seba. Sorry. Matzah needs a seba, and dalet kaisis also require a seba. That is what the Gemara says. Idividi boy a seba. Continues the Gemara further. Ishrei tzabayla loyba a seba. Imisha chashuva itzricha a seba. A wife chashuva yes, regular wife not. Ben etzalavi women don't need a seba. Ben etzalavi boy a seba. A son by his child yes. Tamid etzalavi not, etc. etc. Iboilu. The last question the Gemara asks. Shamish mai, what's halacha if somebody is a shamish? No, there's a servant. He's busy working. He's serving the balabas. Does he have to do a seba? Does he not have to do a seba? So the Gemara says, shamish, toshma, come and learn. The Amar Rabbi Shuba Levi, hashamish she'ochel kezayis matzah, a shamish that eats a kezayis matzah, kishu meisiv yotza. When he's leaning, he's yotza the mitzvah of matzah. Mesev in, loy mesev loy, shma mino, boy yaseba. So clearly we see, we're not talking about the wine part, but clearly we see that a shamish needs a seba also. Because he's only yaseba the mitzvah, only when he leans. When he's not leaning, he's not yaseba the mitzvah. So clearly a matzah needs a seba as well. That's where you paskin. Mara needs matzah needs a seba, dalat kaisis needs a seba, Ben needs a seba, the wife does not. The shamish needs a seba as well. Anything clear? Anything not clear? Straightforward, Igmar. Says the Taisvis, Kulan amiticha seba, b'chol dal chayse zichim a seba b'shashtia. And then we paskin, all four cups need a seba, right? First two, last two, doesn't make a difference. Says Taisvis, v'tzorech iyun, and it's a question, im shochach v'loy heisev. Let's say you did not lean by one of the cups of wine. Im shochach, you forgot, v'loy hesev, you did not lean. Im yachzor v'yishter, do you go back and drink or not? In other words, are you yotze to the mitzvah of dalat kaisis if you drank without a seba? V'chein im b'koy shlishi loy hesev. Im yochel lachzor v'lishter b'seba, I forgot v'bein shlishi v'loy yishter. And there's another question, even if you say you have to go back and drink, between the third or fourth cup, you can't add extra kaisis, so maybe over there, you don't go back and drink. So Taisa has the question, whether by kaisis, by dalat kaisis, if you're not meisiv, if you have to drink over again or not. That's the kasha that Taisvis has. Tzarech Iyun, he's not sure.
I don't see what the kasha is. Answer the kashas is a suffik. You only have to do two of them, Iker. Then we don't know which ones, right? And the dog
right,
comes
so
in the so
the
it's a
asking is a
suffik.
suffik.
Yes,
Suffik Rabbana Lekula.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that question is asked, I think. I think they asked the question to Suffik Rabbanon, so what's why should you have to altogether? In Mishnah,
but
like,
yeah,
if you
the
got...
question is...
No, the question is on the Gemara.
Before, right?
The question is on the Gemara, the question on Tosfos.
Sure. Because
why
if
is the
you
question
forgot
on Tosfos?
Because if you
there's
forgot
no risk
any
of
one
Hashem's
cup,
name in vain. It's not a risk of Hashem's name in vain.
No, no, not about the bracha, but if you...
But I'm saying, so it's
forgot,
not big, it's no big risk.
No,
what do you mean? The
risk,
first two, the first two
sure
cups is
the
no
first
risk.
Two or the last two.
It makes a difference because the last two, there's a problem. You might drink between the crisis.
We don't know which two are the ones that need it, right? We're not sure if it's the first two or the last two.
Correct. Right. So therefore, we say you have to do all four.
Yeah, correct. You have to do all four, but maybe lechatchila. But b'di'evet, if you did any one cup. You don't know for sure if you even had to do it in the first place. So why would you have to do it again?
I understand what you're asking. In other words, you're saying that the whole thing is only a suffix. Why altogether? Okay, but Taisa has a suffix by Dalit crisis. Could be whatever it is. I hate a question, but that's Taisa's suffix. That's Taisa's suffix by Dalit crisis, right? By the way, hold on 1 second.
I'm not really.
No, the sound quality is not good.
I'll go back to my phone. You hear me now?
Phone is better, yeah.
Okay, it's such a pain to phone, but okay, fine. Okay, so that is sorry. Okay.
I think you need to mute the computer.
I muted the computer, but I'm trying to go down on the... I'm trying to go down on this. Here we go. You hear me? I don't hear myself.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Okay, so look at the Rush. Says the Rush, V'im ochal b'lo yaseva la yaltikid omru v'shu b'nevi, Hashem ishoch g'zayit masach shu mesiv yasa, mash mesiv in lay mesiv lay, which means that if you eat without a seva, you're not yaitza. Says the Rush, V'im ochal b'lo yaseva, yachzor v'yechal b'yaseva. So the Rush has clearly says that if you ate without a seva, you go back and you have to eat again with a seva. Became because vishon v'sheni midlay shasa v'seva yachzor v'yishter a kreshlishi maybe not, etc. etc. So the Rosh seems to say two halachas. Number one, if you eat the matzah without a seva, you're not yaitzer, and therefore, like the Gemara says, and therefore, if you ate without a seva, you have to re-eat again the matzah. And also, if you drink without a seva, he says maybe the first last two cups not, but at the end you got to drink over the last all the cups as well if you drank without a seva. And the question is, why does the Taisus not discuss eating the matzah without a seva? Taisus only discusses drinking the kais without that seva. For some reason, the Rush discusses both eating the matzah and drinking the kais, and Taisus only discusses drinking the kais without a seva, if they have to repeat or not. That's one ha'ara I have on Taisus. Am I asking to that ha'ara? Hello? Don't hear anybody.
Yeah, I mean, maybe just push it to Taisus that you didn't feel the need to discuss it.
I know, so why is matzah more push it than the dal kaisus? David, are you here or you're not?
No, I'm here.
Oh, I don't hear anybody. Okay, it's very hard. Okay.
I'm here.
So that's the question. In other words, why does the Rush have a question on matzah and dalet kaisis? Ochal v'shasa b'layis eba. And Taisus only says, Chasav Leiseba doesn't mention Ochav Leiseba. So Yisrael says, well, maybe it's Pashat that Matzah is different. Why? What's the Yisrael in the Seba? And why is Matzah more Pashat than the Dal Kaisis? Yigmar seems the same both together. Yigmar says, which one? Okay, but why Matzah is Pashat in Adyetzah unless you do Haseba and the Dal Kaisis? That seems to be a question. That's all.
Maybe it ties into last week's shir about...
It does. It does tie into last week's shir.
Din in the Kos or Din in the Gavra.
Correct. It does tie into that, but it only ties in after you understand the Yisrael of a Saber, which I'm going to try and understand the Yisrael of a Saber, and then we'll see that it ties in very much to last week's shir. You're right. What's the difference? What do you want to say, Seth?
Well, actually, you said last week, according to Tosos, who said that... Actually, no, Tosos said it was the same. Dalakosos are the same as Kiddush.
Correct.
That's why he has a suffix, because it's Din in the Kos. So maybe Din in the Kos, maybe what does Haseba have to do with the Kos? So that's why he has a question. As opposed to Matzah, clearly it's a Din in the Gavra, not a Din in the Matzah. Not the Chiyav of the Matzah to be eaten, it's a Chiyav for the person to eat Matzah. So for sure,
it's a Din in Achila.
You have to do Haseba. Yeah.
It's a Din in Achila.
Right. As opposed
Matzah is a Din in Achila. Right, Matzah is a din in Achila, and Dalakosis is a din in the Kosher Bracha, and Kosher Bracha should not have nothing to do with his Haseba.
Right, so it means Tosel Shitase, but then why does he even have a suffix? What's the suffix then?
Right. So I want to go with that direction, but I only want to understand it after I understand Pshat and Tosel in the Yisrael of Haseba, and then I think we can understand better the difference between Matzah and the Dalakosis. So let's continue back. Let's continue the next piece. So the Rambam, when he quotes the halacha of the Seber, let's learn the Rambam, Mechamit Tzimatza, for example, we did a little bit last week, halacha vav. But let's be ma'ayin in the Rambam a little bit more. B'chol dar v'dar, chayiv adam lahavis esasme kilu yiv asme yatsa atam eshib b'tzrayim shnema v'yston ha'isi misham. V'adov ezeh tziv ha'kudu b'chol b'tayro b'zachat yevet yisir g'layma kilu atam b'atam ha'chol yisab yatsas l'cheiz v'nivdis. In other words, chayiv adam lahavis esasme kilu yatsa m'mitzrayim. Says Rambam Zayin, the Fikah, therefore, Kishesoyed Adam Balaila Hazeh, when a person eats the night of Pesach, when he eats his meal, Torech Lechol Velishtois, he's supposed to eat and drink, Buhumesev Derecherus, and he's supposed to lean like a free person. Because Chayav Adam Lahavis is Atzmai. So when you eat and drinking that Pesach at night, it's got to do with Heseva. Okay, we did this last week. Everybody has to lean, even a poor person. He tells us what Haseba is, who has to do Haseba. Says the Rambam, when do you have to do Haseba? B'shas achilas kezayis matzah, u'vishtiyas abba kaisas elu. Like the Gemara says, you got to do Haseba when you eat the matzah, and when you drink the four cups of wine. Continues the Rambam, ushar achilasa ushtiyasoi, and the rest of the eating and drinking at night, im hesev areze meshubach. If you lean, that's praiseworthy. Vim lav ein etzorich. If you don't lean, that's okay. You don't have to. So the Rambam, noteworthy, says two things over here. One he says, and one he leaves out. Number one, the Rambam adds on that the mitzvah, the Gemara says, mitzvah Haseba is by matzah and dalet kaisis. By matzah and the dalet kaisis, that's where you have to drink, have to have the Haseba. It's my matzah tzarech Haseba and yayin tzarech Haseba. That's what the Gemara says. But the Rambam, when he quotes halacha, he says, where you have to do Haseba by the achilas matzah and by the four kaisis, and he throws in a new halacha. Ushah achilas v'shtiyasim heisev areze meshubach b'mlav ein tzarech. Which is a new halacha, I don't know where the Rambam got it from. That eating and drinking is meshubach in the rest of the meal. That's one thing the Rambam mentions. And the thing that the Rambam does not mention is, of course, the halacha of the Taisus and the Rosh. The Rambam should have said, this is all the Rambam mentions on the Seba. The Rambam should have said that if you eat matzah without a Seba, you're not yetzer, you have to do it again. Dallas Kreitzer without a saber, you have to do it again. The Rambam does not mention that. Why not? You had a question on the Rambam? Two questions on the Rambam. Yisrael, what's the answer?
I don't know, but clearly the Rambam...
Yeah. Islam, you see clearly there's a different mahalach in the Rambam. Right? The Rambam says two things over here that's not in the Gemara. A, he doesn't quote the Rambam in the Rosh that if you don't have a Sebi in Adyaitza, and you have to do it again, sure said that. And number two, he throws in a new Sebi by the rest of the meal. Says the Biskarov. Okay, go ahead.
Maybe the Rambam, he also introduced a new concept of Derech Eretz, which Tosos or the Rosh didn't address. And maybe he got that from our Gemara, which says, did our Gemara say that Maror you don't do Haseva?
That's correct.
So he got that from our Gemara. The fact that you don't do Haseva by Maror, and you do Haseva the other thing, so that's where he got this idea of Derech Eretz. So he just, if the Rambam feels everything you do at the night is Derech Eretz, except for the Maror. So Maror is the exception. I mean, everything is Haseva. And Mar, which is not Derech Eretz, and you don't do a Seba, everything else you would.
Okay, that explains why you have to do a Seba with everything. But why does Rama not say you do Matzah and Dalat Kreutzer? Why does Rama not say that over there? That if you don't do a Seba, you have to do it again.
Maybe it's Pashat the Rama that is Ma'akif, because you didn't.
It is Ma'akif. I hear. Okay, that's your pshat. Says Biskarov, he says a much deeper pshat and much simpler pshat, not simple, but he goes to the crux, I think, of something. And he said like this. Says the Biskarov, that this is clearly pshat, that I'm first going to do the other way, that in Taisus and the Rush, that say that if you don't do a Seber, you have to do it again. So what does that mean? It must mean, says the Biskarov, that Haseber is part of the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah and Dalet Kaisus. Right, it's not a mitzvah deraisa. Mitzvah deraisa is achilas matzah, but the mitzvah the rabbanim and the chachamim added on to do a seba is part of the mitzvah of matzah. And therefore, if I did the matzah without a seba, I'm not yotzer the mitzvah of matzah, and hence I have to do matzah again. Right, there must be pshat and taisa in a rush. Is there any other way to learn pshat and taisa in a rush? Seth. It must be pshat, right? If I ate the matzah without a saber, and the Rambam Tosfos in the Rosh Paskin, that's no good, and you got to do the matzah again, that means the first time I was not yet to the mitzvah of matzah. And that's why I do the matzah again, I make again, I shake it, shonim, it's right, it's water, alachilat matzah, I was not yet to the mitzvah. Now, you're right, I was yet to the mitzvah, the rice of matzah, but the mitzvah of that saber, which chachamim were misakim, I was not yet to the mitzvah. Because the mitzvah is eat the matzah b'haseba. The Chachamim added on the haseba part to the mitzvah d'araisa, and therefore, if I don't do the mitzvah kitikuno, I'm not yet to the mitzvah. I got to do it again. That's pshat and taisa in the rush. Clearly,
is this similar to like on Friday night? Why you're not yotze kiddush and shul with Shmon Esrei? Because if the rabbanan said you have to do it all.
That's a shaila. In Chanami, that could be pshat. The shaila could be that that becomes the din d'oraisa. So machlokes rishonim whether kiddush at home is a d'oraisa kiddush or not. Maybe that's pshat in rishonim because there's no meaning. Once I chum were misakin, then I'm not going to takan ad yaitse. Could very well be in Chanami. Now that's a kiddush. I'm not even yaitse d'oraisa. But clearly, I'm not yet to the mitzvah
like
the rabbana.
You don't need to me the rice. You don't need haseba. So where they get where they add this into the matzah that you'd have to redo it.
Right. It could be either that, or they said you're not yet to the mitzvah the rabbana of matzah. Not muchach, but clearly you're not yet to the mitzvah of matzah. That's clear because haseba is a thing that chachamim tacked on to the achilas matzah. And hence, if I didn't do matzah by seber, I wasn't yaitzah matzah, at least the rabbanon. Maybe not the raisa, that's a separate question, but I'm not yaitzah at least achilas matzah, the rabbanon, and hence I have to do it again. That's clear.
There's a better example of something like this in Masecha Sukkah, where someone was eating in a sukkah with seven tvachim by seven tvachim.
Correct.
Mikar did midraisa is kosher. But Midor Bonin, you can, and I think it was Beisham, I said, well, you know, Lokiyam.
Right, Lokiyam to Mitzvah Sukkah Meyamecha. Correct, Lokiyam to Mitzvah Sukkah Meyamecha, correct.
Once the Rabbanah established a certain way of doing it, it can be Ma'akiv even on a Doraisa level.
Right, right, right. But whatever the pshat is, whether it's the rice or the rabbon, but clearly it's a din in the matzah. A seber is a prat. It's part of the achilas matzah, correct? Says the Biskarov, if you look in the Rambam doesn't say that a seber is a mitzvah in achilas matzah. The Rambam says that a seber is a mitzvah by itself. The mitzvah is a seber. The Rambam says, Lefikach, since you have to show yourself Cherus, Kishasayid Adam Balayla Zeh, Tzorech Lecha Velishtois, Vuhu Mesev Derech Cherus. The mitzvah is Haseba. Haseba is the mitzvah no matter what. The mitzvah is to do Haseba the entire night. That is the mitzvah. Where did Chazal say to do this mitzvah Haseba? It said best to do it by the matzah and by Dalet Kaisis. But really, it's a mitzvah by itself. And therefore the Rambam says that if the mitzvah is Haseba, it's not a mitzvah on Achilas Matzah, but the mitzvah is Haseba. And therefore Chazal say, you really have to do it the whole night. The best place to do it, preferably do it by Matzah and Dalet Kaisis. But you really should do it the whole night. And therefore the Rambam says, Harezim Meshubach, the rest of the meal, because the mitzvah is Haseba. The mitzvah is not Achilas Matzah Haseba, it's a mitzvah by itself. Just like there's a mitzvah Rabbanon of Megillah, and there's a mitzvah Rabbanon of Hallel, there's a mitzvah Rabbanon of Haseba. Not it's a din in the matzah, but it's a mitzvah by itself. Look at number three in the sheet. I can't explain it better than he explained, because he explains it so well. Number three, Medivah Ramam Eilu Mavur, the mitzvah Haseba, he mitzvah bifnei atzma. It's a mitzvah by itself. Sheyoichal v'yishte b'layla azeh, eat and drink that night, v'hu meisiv derech heirus. Ela, chachamim kovu l'mitzvah zu, v'sha'as achilas matzah, shtiyas abakaitzis. Chachamim said, do this mitzvah, this new mitzvah of Haseba, by matzah and dalet kaitzis. Aval kaponim, mitzvah b'fne atzmai, it's a mitzvah by itself, v'loi mi dinei ha-mitzvah shal matzah v'abakaitzis. And therefore, kirchazinon, the gam b'sha'ach ilasav ishtiyasai, even by the other eating and drinking, imhesev, if you bent, if you lean down, harezim shubuch. Why? The hainu de mikre kiyum mitzvah shel haseba. Hare, the maitzah haseba, he mitzvah b'chnei atzma. V'shaych gam b'sha'ach ilasav ishtiyasai. El deinem mechuyev bo, rak b'sha'ach ilasav ishtiyasai v'kaisis. Abel b'ikadino, which means Haseba has really nothing to do with the kiyum of matzah and murr. Haseba is halacha. You have to do Haseba. The whole meal you have to do Haseba. Chazal said, you have to do it better, the best way, or the way you have to do it, is by achilas matzah. But you mekayim not achilas matzah the Haseba, you mekayim the mitzvah of Haseba. But you have to do the Achilas Matzah, but you can't do Mitzvah Seba. With the results, according to the Rambam, Im Ochal Matzah is Shosa Dalet Kaisis below your Seba, very important, if you ate the Matzah, you drank the cup without leaning down, Ein Kan Shum Griyusa Ba Mitzvah Shel Achilas Matzah Abba Kaisis. It's not that you're not Mekayim Achilas Matzah Dalet Kaisis, because the Mitzvah wasn't, the Rosh learns, the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah has to be done by Seba, at least mid Rabbanon. And therefore, if you're not doing leaning by Seba, you're not Mekayim the Achilas Matzah. But the way the Brisker Rav learns in the Rambam, it's no. It's a din has Seba the whole night. They threw it and say, you know what? Make sure that Seba is fulfilled also by Matzah. If I do Matzah without a Seba, I'm Mekayim Mitzvah's Matzah, but I'm not Mekayim Mitzvah's Seba. I'm fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah and dal kaisis completely. I'm not mekayim the mitzvah of haseba, but I'm mekayim the mitzvah of matzah and dal kaisis. So therefore, says the Brisker Rav, according to the Rambam, let's say you did not eat the matzah and haseba, correct? Are you Mekayim now mitzvah of matzah?
Sure.
Yes or no?
Yes.
You're Mekayim mitzvah matzah, correct? You're Mekayim mitzvah matzah. So now if you're going to eat another piece of matzah, the Haseba, what are you doing? You're not doing matzah be'aseba because you're mekayim mitzvah matzah. All you're doing is the rest of the meal be'aseba because the next piece of matzah is no better than the rest of the meal because matzah, you're mekayim already, the mitzvah of matzah. So what are you not mekayim? Heseba. Okay, so you didn't eat matzah, you're mekayim. So I'm eating another piece. So I'm eating the rest of the meal with heseba. The Rambam says already, but there's no point in re-eating again the matzah be'aseba because it's no different than the rest of the meal. You're not mekayim matzah anyway because matzah you're mekayim already. So why do you have to eat another piece of matzah be'aseba?
I think you gave me medayik in the Rambam himself to this because he says u'shas achilas kezayis matzah. I mean, only the first kezayis requires a seba.
Correct. Correct.
After that,
correct.
Nothing. Because you already owe to the
correct.
Right,
correct.
You owe to the mitzvah matzah. So it's right. It's just a seba without.
But that's what he's saying. Look, he writes. Right. Look what he writes. It is v'inei the taste of shachin dafkuf ches and stafkuf shachav leheisu and yachav yishter u'v'rasham avodim machak zayis matzah blei seba leyotzer u'luchayim mavum is a hefech. And the Rambam is the opposite. The sphere lay, the din the sebu, the din bekiyum a mitzvah, the rush holds, I mean, they're the opposites. They rush holds, the din the sebu, the din bekiyum a mitzvah, so matzvah dal kaisis. The lavachi a maile yotze. It must be like that. Why is it free much resabnu, hari le chere, according to the Rambam, loy shaykh klau, shiyachzu v'yechal that sebu. Kivin the kwam, kiya mitzvah achilas matzvah b'shlemus. Vein bashum griyus of mashiach le blei sebu, the matzvah yotze, ואם כן, המצה שייך לאחר כך, היא קשה אכילה, ושתיה, כי זה נקרא יוצא, איך הבא שאי? מצה. Right? So clearly, that's a pshat, the difference between Taisus and the Rush, and between the Rambam. In other Taisus and the Rush holds, or the Rambam holds, that the din, the Aseba, is not a din in Achilles Matzah. That Matzah, they threw it on, they added on to the mitzvah of Matzah, you're not the kind of mitzvah Matzah unless you eat it by Aseba. Because Rambam says that if you don't eat it by Aseba, you don't have to do it again. So it's just a new halacha. This halacha, you have to fulfill the mitzvah of Aseba. And therefore, if you ate the Matzah without Aseba, you're the kind of mitzvah Matzah completely, you didn't do Aseba. So what's the point of eating another piece of matzah? It's like the rest of the meal. You missed out. You can't do it. The rest of the meal. Okay, do the rest of the meal by seba. Fine, wonderful. But you're not mekayim the dinner seba. In other words, that's already included. Then there's no point eating again another kezayis matzah. Mashiach came to rush and the tasers hold that the seba is added on to the mitzvah of matzah. It's added on to the mitzvah of matzah. And therefore, if it's add on to the mitzvah of matzah, if you ate matzah without a saber, you're not in the kind of mitzvah. And therefore, do it again. So now I understand the difference between why Taisa didn't have to speak about matzah at all. Matzah is bullshit. That's the mitzvah of matzah. You have to do it by saber. And therefore, you didn't eat matzah, by saber, you got to do it again. But Dalit crisis with not a din, like you said, Seth. It's not a din in the achila. It's not a din in the shtir. It's a din kreis of bracha. So the other says maybe over there it's not a din in the mitzvah of dal kaisis because there's no din shtir. If there's no din shtir in dal kaisis, so why should it be a din eseba? It's not part of the mitzvah of dal kaisis. Maybe just it's stacked on. Okay, try and do it over there. Maybe over there if you didn't do it, he agrees to the Rambam, they don't have to do it. They say it again, and that's the topic of kaisis. You understand, Seth? You're smarter, but it's much clearer now if you understand the machlek is Rambam and Taisus, and therefore Taisus, in other words, by matzah, Taisus is obvious in a Rambam, but by Dalit Kaisus, that's the suffix of Taisus. Maybe like the Rambam, because there's no din shtir by Dalit Kaisus altogether, it's only din Kaisha Bracha, so why would there be a din Haseba on the Kaisha Bracha? Maybe it's just that you have to do a Haseba while you're drinking, but it's not part of the mitzvah of the Kaisha Bracha. Clear?
Sounds good.
Right? Makes sense. So now says the Bishrav even more beautiful. Where is this halacha taken from? Where did the Rambam get this halacha from? So the Rosh got this halacha from this Gemara, right? The Rosh says, Toshma, Shamishmai, Toshma, Domo B'shuv and Levi, Hashamish Ochel Kezayis Matzah, when you eat Kezayis Matzah, Kishu Mesev Yotzah, Mesev In, Loi Mesev Loi. So that seems to be clearly like the Rush. The Rush got that halacha from this Gemara. It says that if you eat a Kezayis Matzah while you're leaning your Yotzer, but if you did not lean, Loi Yotzer. So that's clearly not like the Rambam. That's,
below Yotze.
So how's the Rambam? So how's the Rambam going to learn the Gemara?
But
if you learn like the Rush got this from this Gemara, clearly, right? The Gemara says that you're not Yotze, the Mitzvah Matzah. But if you learn like the Rambam learned the Gemara like this, and that's what the Gemara Rambam is telling us. That you have to be Masif here. And I'm Shamash Ochel Kazayis Matzah. Kishu Masif. When you're Masif, you lean down. Where should you be Masif? When you're eating the Kazayis Matzah. If you're Masif while you're eating the Kazayis Matzah, Yotza. Then you're Yotza the Mitzvah of leaning down. Because you did it where you're supposed to do the Mitzvah of leaning down where? By the Achilas Matzah. But Loi Masif. But if you do not lean by the Achilas Matzah, correct? Then Loi Yotza, you're not Yotza the Mitzvah of Hasaba, but the Mitzvah of Matzah Yotza. Understand what he's saying? Let's read it inside. Let's make it clear.
Can it be Yotza if you did it later on? The same? Or
No, that's... Wait, slow down. 3A. V'yinei mekardinu shel rosh democh gizayis matzah b'lai seib lo yotza hu mahadam rizshu ben leidre sham eshoch gizayis matzah shu meitzu yotza matzah meitzu in loy meitzu loy ayin shem edvarov. V'lechoy rev shel loy ma v'shu ma leidre loy ma akla medin mitzah achilas matzah rak medin mitzah seib. We're coming. This is the way he learns the Gemara. Im ochal gizayis matzah kishu meisiv. When he eats the gizayis matzah while he's leaning, kvar yotze de chavasa seib. Then he's already yotze the mitzvah of Haseba. Avshalai ochal kol achilas of Haseba. In other words, when are you fulfilling the mitzvah of Haseba? If you ate the matzah. Even though, technically speaking, you can eat more with Haseba. Because Haseba is the mitzvah the whole night. But you're already yotze ochal matzah of Haseba. You're already yotze the mitzvah of Haseba. Of course, you can eat more of Haseba. But you yotze the mitzvah already of Haseba. As long as you ate the matzah by seba. So now that the hay name, the Ram Shikosav. The Shachi loses the Yotzev, Hesev, a Reza Meshubach, Vimlav, Ein Etzach, which means where the Rama gets from that the rest of the meal is Meshubach, it's good to eat, even leaning down. He got it from the same Gemara, from the Shubin Levi that says that if you're Mesev by matzah, you're Yotzev the mitzvah seba. But really, you can do much more. And even after the matzah, you can eat more and have an even better way of Arezim Meshubach. So therefore, the Rambam gathered from this halacha that there's two concepts. There's the yotze, the mitzvah of Haseba, that's by matzah. And then there's more, that's Arezim Meshubach. He got it from this Gemara. Because the Shubha lady says that the Shamash that was native by matzah, he was yotze, the mitzvah of Haseba. But you can do much more. What's much more? After the matzah, to eat the rest of the meal, it's even better. Arezim Meshubach. That's exactly what he's saying. In other words, the Hinei Divrei Rambam, Shikosav, the Shachilos is Shiyosim Heisim Arezim Meshubach, the Mavim Tzach, and the Kerem, the Meshubah Levi, the Midinok and Lishna, the Yotza, since the Meshubah Levi says that your Yotzer Heseba just by eating the matzah, Shema Mino, the Shaykh Heseba, Gam the Shachilos, Milvat Kezayis Matzah. אבל אין מוחיי בזה אבל אין חם לא מא קאם דה מאצ של אחילת מאצ דזה יש גם בלוי טייבל כמו שחתם דברי מאמם בצוחים בזה in other words the mitzvah of matzah for sure yaitzer right away without anything even without a seba but the mitzvah of seba you yaitzer already the mitzvah of seba you fulfilled your main mitzvah of seba if you did it by matzah but there's always more to do and that's what Rambam says if you do it more have ezem shubach and that's where the Rambam got this halacha the difference where he argues on Taisus. He got it from the same Gemara of Rabbi Shuvah Levi, where Taisus and the Rush got the halacha and the lumbus. That it says you're not Mesif, you're not Yosef, if you have to do matzah again. The Rambam says that's going on the mitzvah of Hasaba. And the mitzvah of Hasaba that says that you have to lean at a certain point. Where are you Yosef, the mitzvah of Hasaba? Toshma, Rabbi Shuvah Levi, Hashem Shokha Kazayis Matzah, as long as you eat the Kazayis Matzah, you should Mesif, Yotza. Mesev in, loy mesev loy. I don't know what that means exactly. That I'm not sure what that. No, that just means that the shamash has to be mesev, and he's not potter from Hasaba. That's all it means. Mesev in, loy mesev loy just means that he's yotzer that the shamash has to lean as well, and we see that the shamash clearly has to lean. So that doesn't prove anything. But the raya is from this gemara. Toshma Adam Shuba later, you can learn this more two ways. Hashama Shoch Gazais Matsik Shu Mace of Yatsa, then when you gazais matsa when you mace of Yatsa is Mashma, then only when you mace of Yatsa the Matsa, otherwise you're not Yatsa the Matsa. That's one way of learning it, that's a rush. Or you can learn like the Rambam. Hashama Shoch Gazais Matsik Shu Mace, that if he leans while he eats the matzah, he's Yatsa the Mitzvah Saba. But he can still do more and eat the rest of the meal of Asava, and then it's even better. And that's where the Rambam got this halacha from. It's so clear, and so beautiful.
There's a problem according to the Rambam, because the Rashi said matzah and dalakosis, because Rambam requires haseba by dalakosis as well. If the Gemara is only addressing the mitzvah of haseba, she would have said matzah and dalakosis.
I hear. The Shulchan lady should have said that.
Yeah.
Hey, okay. Let's take an hour. Why did the Shul lady not say that? I don't know why the Shul lady said that. That's a good point.
Because the more Pashup Shad is like Tosos in the Rush. It's talking about the mitzvah of matzah, not the mitzvah of the Seder.
I know, but if you learn the mitzvah of matzah, so why didn't say the mitzvah of matzah in Dal Krisis, going to the Rush?
No.
You don't have to tell me that, Halacha. According to Tosos in the Rush, it's just telling you Halacha, the mitzvah of matzah. Fine. Finished. But according to the Rambam, the Tzavin and the Seva should have said both things.
Right.
A Seva has to be done by Matzah, by the Dal Krisis. Once you do that, the rest of the meal you can eat and drink. You can do more than the Yatzah. I got it. I hear your Kasha. But you understand Pshat, the Machlek is Rambam and the Rush. Based on that, let's figure out this. So now the Biskrov says very Gishmak. So the Biskrov says at the end, that's how he stops, by the way. He says, so therefore, Halach Lamaisa, there seems to be Machlek is Rambam and the Rush, and they'd be mutually exclusive, which means if you learn like the Rush, that is a din in the Achilles matzah has to be done by Seva, so therefore he says if you didn't do it, you have to do it again. That's correct. But according to the Rush, does the rest of the meal have to be done by Seva? According to the Rush and Tosfos, it's clearly not. The rest of the meal does not have to be done by Seva, it's a din in the matzah. But according to Rambam, it's a din in the Haseva. Just your yoitz to the mitzvah of a seva by the matzah and by the dal kaisis, but you can do more. And therefore, by the way, if you didn't eat matzah by a seva, matzah your yoitz. What's the point? Eat again matzah. There's no point in that. After all, it just continued the regular meal. So then the Rambam said that already, right? But according to the Rambam, clearly the rest of the meal there's an inyan to do both, to do a seva. So the question is, Shulchan Aruch says like this. Come, we should search a seba. Look, number four. Whoever needs a seba, the father, the Talmud, the son, whatever it is, im ochal eshasu b'lay a seba, lo yotze. Mitzvah lach the velishta is b'a seba. Who does he follow?
The Rush,
clearly. Says the Rambam, the Tzad Shulchan Aruch at the end, ulechatchila yesev kol asuda. Who does he follow?
It's the Rambam.
Rambam. So how can you hold like both? So some want to say, very simply holds like both. You know why? He's machmir, both like the Rambam and like the Rush. I'm going to take the chumra of the Rush, maybe you didn't do it, you have to do it again. I'm going to take the chumra of the Rush, it's a din in the matzah. But I'm going to take the chumra of the Rambam, that's a din in the seba, and therefore, better to do it by matzah, that's a mitzvah, but the whole meal is a din of the seba, and I'm machmir like both. You understand this, Mara?
Does the Shulchan Aruch usually do that? Usually the Shulchan Aruch will go on the side of the Rambam.
I know. But this is the exact opposite. It doesn't even make sense. I heard that Tasha asked. But if you look in the Gra, it's so beautiful. The Gra says, call me, Shetzach HaSeb, Mach HaShash B'lei Seb, B'lei Yatsa. Where does the Shulchan Aruch get this halacha from? You're not Yatsa without it. Says the Gra, Shom, Mesev in, Lai Mesev Lai. Which is that? Agmar, Rabbi Shulba Levi. Right? Ulechatchila Yesu Kolasuda says the Gra, the same one Gemara. Midamrim Hashem, Hashem Meshroach Al Gezayis, Mashma Diyevet. They get Yesu, but there's more to do. So the Gra himself points out that both halachas are learned from the same Gemara.
Right.
You understand, David? You following? David, I don't hear you. You're on mute.
Yo, sorry. Yes.
You hear what he's saying? In other words, the Gra points out both Gemaras, or both Halachas, the first one, the Rush, and the second one, the Rambam, from the same Gemara, from Rav Shuba Levi. Call me, Meisav in, Lei Meisav Lei. That's that you have to lean for Achilas Matzah. Otherwise, you're not going to say Achilas Matzah. Ulechatchila, Miramrim Hashem, 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 H That means if you ate the kazayas, then you yotze a seva. Yotze. But you can do more. What's more? The whole meal. So the Rav learns both these halachos from the same Gemara. How is that possible? According to Brish Rav, it makes a lot of sense. One is the Rambam, one is the Rush. They both learn the halachos from the same Gemara. One says it's a din in matzah, the other one says it's a din in a seva, and that's an afkamina between them. I just had one more question. The what will be halacha before I said that if a person ate matzah without a seva, then there's no point, I said, and therefore, if you want to yaitse, according to the Rambam, you yaitse the mitzvah of matzah, because you ate a blay a seba, you yaitse the mitzvah of matzah, right? So now, should you do a seba? So you said, the Rambam said already, the rest of the meal, you can do it, tagayze meshubah, but there's no point eating matzah, you can eat anything, because matzah you yaitse already. The second piece of matzah is not the mitzvah anymore. So you yaitse already, so therefore, the Rambam already included it. It could very well be that according to the Rambam, there's no point. In other words, if you did not eat the matzah be'seba, then maybe there's no point in eating the rest of the meal be'seba either. If you didn't do the mitzvah of he'seba, then there's no point, the Rambam calls he'seba the rest of the meal. Harei ze meshubach, if it's in hidur, meshubach, how could you be mekayim a hidur of a mitzvah without being mekayim the mitzvah itself? The famous Rambam, the Rambam says...
That's more brisket Torah, whether hiddur is part of the mitzvah or separate.
Right. So I don't want to go into that. I just want to throw it in there for everybody. That the Rambam says that by Ner Chanukah, everybody knows Kamen Eil is a Madlik, so you light one per home. And then the Rambam says, Mahadir is a mitzvah, Madlik Ner is based on the people of the home. And Mahadir min Ha'avim, Ner Lechol Echad B'Lai L'Rishon, etc., etc. But the Rambam says, the only one that lights is only the Baal HaBayis. I mean, the Rambam says, you light the first one, and you light the Mahadran, and you light, and that's what Rambam says, Mahadran is a mitzvah. So where did Rambam get it from? Why did Rambam argue in the Rambam? The Rambam says, everybody in the house has to light. Where did Rambam get the halacha from? Only the Baal HaBayis lights. So if you say, based on the Rambam, let's say another brisket error, the brisket Rav says that the Rambam says, by kitzim ma'akrin is a milah, v'yishitzim shein ma'akrin is a milah. The pieces to the milah that are part of the milah, pieces are not. If it's covering most of the atara, that's ogel kamoshai, it's no good. And that's sitza makif. If lenishmen al ma'at, shayna chayfa gayf gurvish atara, it's sitza makif. It's just a little piece that's left over, the remnants, that's sitza makif is a mila. So the Rambam says, hamol, if somebody does mila, even during the week, koz man shayzik ba mila, chayze bein al sitza makrin, bein sitza makrin. If you're doing mila, as long as you're busy with the mila, then you make sure you do it perfect. Pirish, once you remove your hand, I'll sit to the makrin chayzer, you have to go back to fit to make sure it's fixed, the one that's makrif, I'll sit to ain't makrin ain't a chayzer. But the tits are not makrin, they're not chayzer. And they're all asking the Rambam, why not? This Gemara that the Rambam quotes is Gemara on Shabbos, and the Gemara seems to say it's only on Shabbos, because once it's not, you move your hand away, then it's chayzer Shabbos, you can't do it, it's not makrif. But the Rambam is not talking about Shabbos. The Rambam is talking about It's Machlokes Rashi, correct. Right. That's a Rashi in the sense. The Gemara told Gemara in the Belez and Mila. When you get to it in 100 days, you'll learn that Gemara Kuflam and Gimel on the base. But the way the Rambam learns the Gemara based on the last tariff of Gemara, I don't want to go through it. Maybe another time we'll go through it. But it seems to be even during the week. And what's the Svara in that? And the way the Beis Halevi already says it, and the Biskarav explains it, is because the Beis Halevi explains it, because the Rambam is telling us that Hidur Mitzvah, Titzim She'en Ma'atin Es Amila, is Hidur Mitzvah, only applies while you're doing the mitzvah. If you finish the mitzvah, you can't do hidur mitzvah. Hidur mitzvah is part of the mitzvah. And therefore, if you don't do the mitzvah, or you finish the mitzvah, there's no point doing hidur mitzvah. So the Biskarov says, that's the same with the Rambam by Ner Chanukah. Ner Chanukah, since the Baal HaBayis does the mitzvah, then the hidur mitzvah is that he himself has to do all the candles. Because you can't have Mahadrin, and Mahadrin min Mahadrin, if you didn't do the mitzvah itself. And therefore, the Rambam says, ha Mahadir es ha mitzvah, and the hidur has to be on the mitzvah itself. So all I'm pointing out is that maybe if you learn the Rambam says over here the same way, that the mitzvah is Heseba. And where you have to do that mitzvah, or the mitzvah is to do it, where do you do that Heseba? On the matzah. And the Dalakaisis. And if you did not do it over there, then you didn't fulfill the mitzvah of Heseba. So how can you do the Meshubach without it? Then the Rambam says, don't even do it. If you didn't do it, then... But then the Rambam should have maybe said that, by the way, if you didn't do it, then there's no point doing it. But then the Rambam says, Ushar achilasai, ushtiyasai. In other words, only if you're eating other things after the matzah, then seba, then harezi meshubach. But if not, if you don't have Shara Chilotza or Yishtiyotza after the Matzah Ben Seba, then there's no mitzvah of Meshubach, because you can't have Hidu mitzvah unless you do the mitzvah itself. Maybe that's what I'm just pointing out in the Rambam. Is that clear what I said, or is there any question on this?
Maybe you can be a chalik between a chetzav of a mitzvah and the way the gavra does the mitzvah. Meaning, by a chetzav of a mitzvah, once you have the ikar mitzvah, you can't add hiddur independent of the chetzav of the mitzvah. But maybe by the gavra, maybe he didn't do it. He didn't do it by matzah the correct way, but he didn't completely lose.
Right. I was thinking about that. Yisrael, I was thinking about that. I was thinking about that today when I spoke it over with my son. He says, Nam Muchach is exactly the same thing. Because even though Rama calls that Ezim Meshulach, it's not a hidu on the chetz of the mitzvah. Correct. It's on the person. Meaning there's a chiyuv on him as Eva. So I missed the first part. So okay, the hidu means do it all the time. So why can't the gavra do it all the time, even though he didn't do it the first time? Not the same as the chetz of the mitzvah. Chetz of the mitzvah, Zekeli Ranveyu. If you're missing the actual mitzvah, you can't do Ranveyu on the chetz of the mitzvah. But here, on the Gavra, you missed the first part, so Meshubach, you can still have the Hidur to do the other part. I hear that Svara. That's why I wasn't sure about that. I just wanted to throw that in. But the Svara, the Brisk Rav, I think is very correct in the difference between the Rambam and the Rush. You know, the Rush clearly learns there must be, it's Halacha on the actual Matzah. That's what he says. You didn't need the Matzah, they say, but you got to do the Matzah again. Right? How can it make a new Halacha on the Matzah? Like Kiddush, or if it's a din in the Rabbonon, or if it's a din in the Raisa, but clearly a din in the Matzah. You're not Yaitzah Matzah if you didn't do it by Seba. The Rambam doesn't say that. So clearly it's not a din in the Matzah. It's a din in Seba by itself. And therefore, if you didn't eat Matzah by Seba, you're Mekayim Matzah, but you're not Mekayim Seba. So Rambam says, you're not Mekayim Seba, but you're Mekayim Matzah, so what's the point of eating some more Matzah with a Seba? Anyway, you're Mekayim Matzah. So the next piece you're eating is Shavah Suda. Shavah Suda is already included. Either you have to do it or you don't have to do it, but it's included with what Rambam says. Shavah Suda. It's not the Ikar Mitzvah. So either whether you Mekayim the Meshubach or not Mekayim the Meshubach, that's a new discussion that we're saying. But clearly there's no point. You know, Chiyuv to eat again the Matzah because the Ikar Mitzvah you don't have. The Ikar Mitzvah you don't have. And if you want to eat more because of Meshubach, then have a potato and lean. Or drink some more water and lean. Has nothing to do with doing the matzah again or the what's name again. And therefore the Rambam says, in the very meduik in the words of the Rambam, that the chiyuv esebra is on the whole meal. The mitzvah is by itself. The Rambam introduces it even, there's a mitzvah esebra. I think Rabbi Yasher Ber wants to say that esebra is a din in the suda or something like that. Mesa, it's a part of the suda is to have esebra. Whether that or it's a mitzvah by itself, it's clearly not a mitzvah. They threw it and said, do it during the matzah, but it's not part of the matzah. It doesn't make the mitzvah of matzah, bas seber. Rather, it's a separate mitzvah by itself, as seber. And where did the Rambam get it from? And where did the Rush get it from? From the same Gemara. That's the beauty. From the same word, Shubha Levi. Shamash Mai, Tosh Mal. Shubha Levi, Shamash Achol Kizayis Matzah, Kishu Mesef, Yotza. That's it. And Shamash, when he eats the matzah, he has to lean down. So one shot is, you see that he has to lean during matzah, and without leaning, you're not going to the matzah. One shot. And when he wants it, Mesevin, Lay Mesevin, the Shamash, according to the Rashi, means that he's not Yotze, the Mitzvah of Matzah, if he's not leaning. According to the Rambam, he reads the Gemara, that no, the Mitzvah of the Seba, he's Yotze ready when he eats the Matzah. But once he finishes the Matzah, he wants to eat more than Seba, he definitely can. And he wants it, Mesevin, Lay Mesevin, just shows you that the Shamash has to be Mesev. Shamash also has to be Mesif, and if the Shamash is not Mesif, he's not Yotze the Mitzvah of Seba, because he too has to be Mesif. But everything is going on the Mitzvah of Seba, they both learned it from the same Gemara, and that's what the Gemara actually points out, that both the first Halacha and the second Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, whether you have to repeat or eat it during the whole meal of the Seba, are both learned from the same Gemara of Shamash. That's the topic which I want to discuss. Now we have two good topics for Pesach at night, right? You can do Pesach, dove it. Pesach at night by the table, by the Seder, you can go through both these lumbas.
Now put everyone to sleep.
Put everybody to sleep. Come on, Yisrael, you tell your son will enjoy it.
That's it, my boys are older.
They'll appreciate it, your son will appreciate it. Come on, it's a good shot. All right, everybody be well.